Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Monica Collison, President and CEO of Union Mutual Insurance. Like you, I grew up in and still farm and ranch in our great state. Growing up in Granfield, I learned the hard work that it takes to protect the land and assets that my family built over the last 110 years. Union Mutual Insurance has been serving Oklahomans just like you for over 85 years. At Union Mutual, we focus on protecting your farm, ranch, and home, not politics. Call your local agent today or visit us on our website at unionmutualic.com.
It's the 2023 National Galvey Sale, Monday, January 2nd, starting at 6 p.m. at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds Super Barn Sale Arena during the 3rd Cattlemen's Congress. They'll be offering 26 lots of Galvey and Valancer bulls, heifers, bred heifers, embryos, and flushes to be offered. You can attend the sale in person or bid online at liveauctions.tv. For more details, contact Matt Sims, 405-641-6081. The National Galvey Sale, Monday, January 2nd at Cattlemen's Congress.
Live cattle futures just could not find either aggressive buying or selling yesterday, leaving the market neutral. Even though box beef prices were higher, traders seem focused on waiting for cash again. Even though there's a strong chance for higher cash, traders remain cautious due to the holiday week. Box beef showed an incredible gain in choice cuts of $8.09. Select was up 17 cents. Feedlots will hold out again as they anticipate packers will need to be aggressive as they don't have many contracted head for this week. Hogs traded strong cutouts of Friday of the Hogs for Pigs report and strong spread trading interest. The strength in nearby February was somewhat of a surprise as futures are nearly $13 above the lean hog index. Friday's report showed lower hog supplies in 2023, but that has been circulating in the market for some time, with hogs kept for breeding a little higher than expected. Upward price potential may be limited unless demand increases both domestically and internationally. March Kansas City wheat's trending about a penny lower early today with a mix of rain and snow in the western U.S. that's not expected to reach the southwestern plains this week. Warmer temperatures have returned to the southwestern plains after last week's Arctic blast, and we won't know how winter crops fared until they emerge in the spring. March corn is trading down a penny early today, staying near its highest prices in a month after rejecting the new three-month low set earlier this month. From a news perspective, it remains difficult to understand the bullish side of corn prices. As everyone knows by now, corn export commitments are down 48% from a year ago, and low ethanol prices were hurting plant margins in early December. March soybeans trading about 12 cents higher early today, back to challenging the $15 mark after losing its first attempt in 6 months on Tuesday. If not for the anticipation of a record 5.6 billion bushel Brazilian soybean crop in early next year, the bullish argument for higher soybean prices would be easy to make, but that big of a crop cannot be ignored. We'll check futures in a moment.
For over 25 years, Superior Livestock has been committed to making it easy for buyers and sellers to come together. In 2023, there's going to be some great opportunities for you to take advantage of doing business the Superior way, including the annual Bell Ringer video auction that'll be happening the 18th, 19th, and 20th of January in Oklahoma City. Consign your cattle by the 2nd of January to be a part of the 2023 Bell Ringer sale, 18th and 20th of January, Oklahoma City.
At the close on Tuesday, February live cattle up 12, 157.87. April unchanged, 161.82. January feeder cattle down 90, 183.10. The March down $1.35, 185.40. February hogs up 365, 91.47. Kansas City wheat March up 4.5, 879 and a quarter. May was up 3 cents, 872. Chicago wheat March down 1.5, 774.5. May was down 1.5, 781. March corn up 8.5, 674.75. May up 8 and a quarter, 673 and a quarter penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.